Hi, Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. So, well, I guess I'm starting with so again. It's like, kuchikuse. It's like a habit. Anyways, today was Sheffield Day. Went up all the way to Sheffield and started the day actually quite, say, hurried because I actually went to the wrong part of the station. A train that leaves for Sheffield departs from St. Pancras and I went to King's Cross, so it was really confusing. But anyway, it was an absolutely fabulous day in Sheffield. It's easy to fall in love with such a green city, and supposedly Sheffield is the greenest city in the UK. So close to Lake District, within 30 minutes drive, amazing stuff. The most memorable part of today, meanwhile, you know, the intention is to go there and set up a pilot with his parents for the kids at schools in the Aberystwyth area, which is one of the poorest neighborhood in the city. But you know, like from the outset, you can't tell because everything looks pretty fine, standard. It's like suburb, you know. So yeah, the most memorable bit was that we met some of the university lecturers from University of Sheffield, and one of the PhD, Jonathan, was very memorable character in a lovely way. Like, he is a mid-career gentleman with a lot of tattoo including on his, you know, back of his head, and but super friendly, and he has a very, I guess, down-to-earth approach to the way he gets to understand the relationship between people and the university, because that's his research focus, right? Civic. And he gets into the field, really get to know the people, be one of them, drink at the pub, all that stuff. And he, well, as a Caucasian male who is a local, however not from a posh background, we somehow ended up talking about class. It's really, I guess, painful to be reminded of how much class is part of the UK culture. And in many ways, if you have an accent, you'll never be free from it unless you forever stay in the London bubble, which is totally a feasible option. And you know, went up there with Michael, a serial social entrepreneur, wonderful gentleman in his 70s, and got talking and learned that he comes from a pretty, you know, well-off background. And actually, he never had to worry about money, never. And I, not to say that's the reason why he became the social entrepreneur that he is, but totally can imagine how much of a, I guess, liberty it provides him to just try out different ideas, you know? And it's something, I guess, the world is dreaming of by granting everyone, by allowing universal income, universal basic income. And I do believe it's possible because machinery is going to free people from the manual labor. And what's left, you know, the wealth can be created by machines. So why not free humans from that? But yeah, I'm not supposed I can't see any solution out of the UK class system. Besides, maybe I'll have to immigrate again at some future point. However, London will forever feel like home. I've spent almost a decade here, but after all, yeah, well, Sheffield. Next time, maybe go climbing. Be cool. All right, thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.